The Northern Territory this week is expected to pass legislation to raise the age of criminal responsibility. The minimum age of criminal responsibility is currently 10 years of age in every state and territory. This amendment would see the age at which a person in the territory can be charged with a criminal offense raised to 12. The push to raise the age both within the territory and nationwide has received support from medical professionals and justice groups, though many believe it needs to be raised to 14. The Wire's Tony Pott asked acting CEO of North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency, Mark Munish, what the effect of raising the age will be.
Look, I think that raising the age, NAJA maintains a position that obviously, you know, we acknowledge that, you know, the work that obviously the raising the age to 12, you know, we acknowledge that raising the age to 12 is a good step, but we maintain the position that, you know, raising the age to 14 is still quite critical. And in terms of, you know, what we would see is more of our young kids not being, you know, incarcerated. And I think that one of the big things that we, you know, this is an opportunity really to, you know, work holistically with the children and young people and their families, you know, rather than incarcerating them. Because I think, you know, when you look at the, you know, the evidence, the medical evidence, that's, you know, that a lot of the organisations and, you know, we've, you know, relied on and in line with, you know, international standards. We've, you know, we're of the view that this will create longer, you know, long-term, you know, benefits more so because obviously it's, you know, you're working with the family and children at this age rather than incarcerating them.
Are there more productive ways that the justice system needs to be handling youth offenders?
Yeah, look, I think the justice system, obviously, yeah, the injustice system overall, I think, you know, I think particularly for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people is making sure that the way that the justice system is how we work with young people and also making sure that people that are dealing with young people and Aboriginal young people are culturally appropriate and also, you know, have a trauma-informed approach to working with our young people. Because obviously, you know, you've got, as I said, you know, and maintain is that, you know, you've got to look at the holistic issues at a young of a young person, you know, for them to be at such a young age to be in touch with the criminal justice system. And I think working with them to get through that, yeah, is something that we have to make sure that's, you know, the justice system's equipped to actually deal with young people. And, you know, that's what, you know, we're quite strongly on.
And, yeah, back to what you said about, you know, 12 not being enough and 14 really being the ideal, which is in line with the United Nations recommendations. And the recently revealed report is actually from 2020 that shows that most of the justice departments around Australia actually recommend raising the age to 14. Is there any particular reason you see that it remains as low as 10?
Look, obviously, I think, you know, and I think from the report, you know, it was quite, with the reports, like with the, you know, which was the Attorney General's that, you know, which was in Cabinet, a lot of the recommendations from Cabinet, it's definitely unclear as to why it still remains that when the evidence is there, you know, and I think this is something that, you know, obviously the Northern Territory is the first one to, you know, begin that process. But obviously with today, with the amendments in Parliament, but I think also, you know, raising the age to 14, you know, obviously if they wanted to do it in an incremental approach, you know, obviously, which is, you know, great first step. But as we said, we've maintained that 14, you know, which is in line with what the medical evidence and United Nations has put out. But, you know, that's, it's, you know, it's a little, you know, when the evidence is there, why are you not acting upon it? And that's one of the questions that, you know, is to be raised with our government.
So is there an evident specific reason why that's not happening despite the evidence and the recommendations?
Well, look, I think the main, I think Nicole Hutz, which is the Children's Commissioner, who's the Children's Commissioner of the Northern Territory, I think she made it very, you know, she raised a really good point, you know, particularly, you know, when you're talking about the age of criminal responsibility, but also the broader context of, you know, why, you know, about locking young people up. There's that broader political context, you know, political and community disposition that, you know, locking young people up is the way to go when, you know what I mean? I think that's what was really, you know, I think that's probably one of the main contributing factors is, you know, that it's, it, you've just got to be, you know, I think that's one of the main factors that, that was, you know, highlighted by the Children's Commissioner is that broader, you know, broader perspective on it. And it's, you know, obviously the Attorney General, when he, you know, when he introduced the bill with about the raising the age, that locking young people up doesn't work. And he was quite clear about that. And, you know, when you look at, these things here, you've just, I think the main thing is the political and also the community broader perspective on it. But obviously what we've seen over the years, it's, you know, jailing is really not, sorry, incarcerating our young people is not, you know, working. So obviously you've got to look at what are the longer term and strategic impacts that's going to make sure that our kids are, you know, thriving as young people and not being detrimented by, you know, laws that are going to ultimately put them to their detriment in the future.
Acting CEO of the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency, Mark Minish, there. Ending the story by The Wire's Tony Pod.